This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So one day I woke up. What day was it? Was it Thanksgiving or something? It was a holiday. And we learned that our page had been taken off of Facebook. They've been asking us to certify our page, and we did it. We kept sending in the information. We sent in our corporation stuff and, you know, how you can get a hold of us, et cetera. And they said, you have to claim your page or whatever. So we did over a two-week period. Or you could lose it on October or whatever. And whatever day it was, it happened on a holiday. Because I woke up that morning thinking, hey, go check Facebook, whatever. And it says your page has been suspended until we look into it. So I was like, what? If you think this is an error, please let us know, which we did immediately. It's got to be an error. We hadn't posted anything incendiary. I mean, we post what we post, but even we backed off of even the stuff we would normally post. And I'm going to get to why that's the most important part of the message here in a second. So we wait. I put in the grievance, like, okay, you know, you're wrong. Here's what we did claim our page, yada, yada, yada. Then I get a note back that says, due to the unusual amount of volume, I guess the purge of other conservatives, we may not get to your thing. Now, this was like, I think it was Thanksgiving. I honestly think it was. But we may not get to your issue until then. And I remember coming on the radio and complaining, saying, what, you don't make enough money, Facebook? You don't? Well, due to COVID and this and that, we don't have enough of blah, blah, blah. So I thought, okay, whatever. Our page is still not up. Well, into the new year, all they got to do is look and say, yeah, they did claim their page. Whatever. Let me tell you, it's never coming back. Our page is never coming back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Almost 600,000 people that we don't even reach because we were being shadow banned. With 600,000 fans, I should be able to drive at least 10% of them to my page, to my regular, the Black Sphere page off of Facebook. We were lucky if we got 1,000 people to come over and read our stuff from Facebook. See, that's what's called shadow banning, where they don't let your audience get to you. They can't read your stuff. Can I tell you, if I had a dollar for everybody who said to me, Kevin, did you kick me off your page? Or I never get your news feeds anymore. I promise you, I could easily pay my mortgage for a year. It's insane. So long story short, we wake up, page is gone. My editor for TBS is in panic mode because Facebook drives traffic to the page. And, you know, and even if it only reaches 1,000 people of our almost 600,000, they disseminate it to others, etc. And we get a decent amount of traffic. And that's the way she gets paid. So I said to her, I've been warning you about this for quite a while, that they're going to figure out a way to get rid of us. And you have to be ready to make the adjustment. So I said, look, we're not going to panic right now. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to use Twitter, and we're going to use workarounds in Facebook. We're going to only post in groups because our personal pages were still up, so we could post in groups. So I said, get the team together. We'll take the post, we'll post in groups, and we'll see how that goes. So we did, and I'll tell you, we experienced no difference in our traffic the first month. All hands on deck. Now, it's been slowly slipping since. But she was panicked. And I said to her, if anybody, you know, on the team, I mean, I've been talking about this for the better part of 6 years. That we've got to divest ourselves of Facebook. So when we started Tea Party Community, which was an exact Facebook replica, we got about 300,000 people that came over, and their biggest complaint, whoa, there's nobody over here. Well, how do you solve that, conservatives? Then you come over and go, oh, there's not enough activity. Let me go back to Facebook. So meanwhile, Zuckerberg becomes he's a multi-billionaire initially, and we've just done nothing except make him richer and richer and richer and more powerful and more powerful. He marries a Chinese woman. I'm not saying don't marry Chinese, but he marries a Chinese woman, learns the language, gets in bed with the Chinese in a big way, contributes to every liberal cause you can imagine, and his wife spends $400 million to ensure that the election, supposedly of election integrity, and what they ensured was that essentially Facebook and other social media platforms like them would silence your voice. And where are we? They think they've won, so they've done exactly that. The purge has begun. To the point where they say, we have enough power, we can shut the President of the United States down. I want you to think the level of power you have to say, I'm going to go to the top guy in our government and shut him down. You have to have permission of all the other turncoat scoundrel Democrats and Republicans, senators and congressmen, and even the judges. And they have the kind of money to influence that type of stuff, to make this the most corrupt government ever. And that's what we're witnessing. It's so corrupt that the ACLU actually sided with Trump on the Twitter and Facebook bans. Holy mother of moly. I said that. The ACLU sided with Trump. Wow, folks. I'm so glad you're here. You know what's finally happened in the conservative movement? You're waking up. You're figuring out, you know what? These people are incorrigible. They are miscreants of the highest order. They are never, ever going to side with you. It's side with them or die. I'm not even exaggerating that. You got to ask yourself, what's going to happen? Who's going to stop it? Is Trump going to come through in some kind of way and be our hero? Or is he going to go out, being honest, kind of like a chump? He's got an opportunity to do it. There's all kinds of violations here. There are constitutional provisions for everything that we're witnessing here. And the question is it going to happen? I don't have an answer for you. But I do want to talk about the fear. That's really what this subject was about. Leading up to our ban, we were already going, no, you can't post that. Now you got to be careful about that. But I want to cover that when we come back in the next session, because I think that's the most important thing about censorship, is what it does. How you have a corrective behavior you don't realize that you have until it's too late. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-400-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Desperate acts by social media giants. Desperate acts by the left in general, Pelosi and others. Desperate acts by corporations that follow the leftist playbook. I don't know. Something's up, man. I would tell you, wouldn't say I'd given up complete hope, but I'd given a majority of hope up after Trump made his declaration. But who knows what's coming? Pelosi and these guys wanting to invoke the 25th Amendment immediately. Pelosi speaking to generals. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the broadcast. But a storm is coming, folks. Oh, by the way, on the social media front, there is good news for Joe Biden. He finally has more followers than President Trump. Yeah, thought you'd get a kick out of that. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I talked earlier about what Twitter and Facebook and these guys want to do, and the fact that they've created fear. Fear. If you post the wrong thing, you'll get suspended. And if you get suspended, if you get X number of suspensions, you could be off, and you're off the platform forever. That would be like the New York Times saying, if you comment on any of our articles, if we don't like your comments, you can't read it ever again. Or Apple saying, if we don't like what you post on such and such, we'll take away your phone. You'll never be able to use that phone again. See, what the thing is, folks, they don't really want to ban you. They want to condition you. And I'd be lying if I said that my team wasn't conditioned. We got to the point where we were like, okay, let's figure out how we strategize, how we can make this a title to where it doesn't quite raise the flag of this or that. I guarantee you it's the case. When you run an ad on Facebook, I guarantee you the people that run these ads, there is a methodology that says you can't use these keywords, you can't say this, you can't do that, you can't imply this. And you think it's something like, I condone terrorism. No, it's nothing close. You can't even come close to the truth. Like, hey, isn't it interesting how nobody in the Democratic Party wants to actually audit an election where we know that dead people voted? Can't we just, wouldn't it be okay for us just to make sure that all the dead voters didn't die right before the election? And it put in, you know, let's just make sure that somebody didn't take them and put, I mean, that's reasonable. No, not at all. And if you say you want to do it, then you mention it that if you don't look at the dead voters, you might be, you know, condoning voter fraud. Oh, you're banned. They want you to be afraid of getting banned. One guy tweeted, this was a rehearsal. He says, if you are afraid of being silenced virtually, what will we do if people disappear in real life? And he says, the lesson is speak while you still have a voice or it will be taken away from you. A guy by the name of Aaron Carpenter, a city councilman from Maryland, here's what he tweeted. Very scared to tweet anything. I worked so hard these last 6 years to build a platform on Twitter. Would very much like to keep it. In effect, he's kind of begging, hey, Twitter, please don't look at me too hard. I don't feel like I'm radical. Please allow me to stay on your platform. That would be like asking a phone company, please let me have my phone. I mean, I know I get on the phone and I talk a lot of smack to my friends. I reach a lot of people. It would be like going on Zoom and saying, please let me have my platform. I know when I'm having my meetings and I'm talking about the things that I care about and I get my people together so we can strategize about what we want to do. It doesn't meet the exact things that you like on Zoom, China. But please let me have my platform. I beg of you. They're scared. Michael Tracy says you can't create an alternative to Google, Apple, Facebook, Amazon, and Twitter at this point. They are collectively more powerful than most, if not all, nation states. And that, my friends, is why I'm wondering what's going on with President Trump. He's got people who undoubtedly interfered in the election, and they colluded with the Democrats to do it. There's no question about it. I mean, forget that Zuckerberg's wife actually paid $350 million up to $400 million to supposedly protect election integrity as they were making the election whatever the word is. They cheated. Dinesh D'Souza went to prison for less. So if you can't create an alternative to these behemoths, Google, Apple, Amazon, Facebook, and Twitter, what do you do as a government? Well, let me tell you what I'd do. I would seize them. And there's a lot. I'm going to talk about what's happening right now. But there's a lot of troops in D.C. And people are wondering what's going on because these troops are There are numerous. I'll get into it. I don't know if we'll do it this time because I want to talk more about the purge. I want to talk about what Pelosi and some of these other people are wanting to do with the 25th Amendment and the desperation that I sense out of the Democrats, the sense of urgency of everything they want to do. And you got to be asking yourself, why? Why is there a sense of urgency when Donald Trump, when all the madness was happening in D.C. and they claimed that they got Pelosi's computers? Donald Trump flew to Texas. They flew to Abilene to a military base. Now there are 7,000 troops in D.C., amassing in D.C., noticeable. And every time I see something like this, I see a level of desperation that the Democrats, I keep telling you guys, the closer they get to Armageddon for them, you got to ask yourself what's going on. And here's the difference. It isn't like it's just geared to Trump. It's geared to us. We're getting purged off of social media. We're being told what we can and cannot do. And they've painted us all as villains. I'll get to that in the second hour. What's going on? Do you feel it? Or is it just me? I will say this. I know a lot of people that I respect that, you know, we communicate with each other. They seem to think it too. They're wondering what's going on. They're wondering, there are people asking, did Trump do a head fake when he gave his concession? I've asked this question myself. I said, because he didn't technically say that the Biden administration, when he was talking about what he was going to do, he said, yeah, when the next administration takes over, I want to be sure there's a smooth transition of power. And what I think he might be saying is a smooth transition of real power coming back to his administration. Who knows? I don't know. You? I mean, people are out there going, Kevin, make me feel good. I'm making you feel as good as I can make you feel. Because if I were Trump, I would have head faked. I would have said, hey, yeah, no problem. Guys, look. Yeah, you've won. We've taken it all to the constitutional limits, right? You've won. Smooth transition of power, sure. Not say who it is. Oh, and I won't be attending Biden's little shindig. Because it may not happen.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are introducing an article of impeachment against President Trump. Multiple sources say the four-page impeachment article charges the president with inciting violence against the government of the United States. House Republicans did block a resolution put forth by Democrats asking Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove President Trump from office. Regarding impeachment, Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio says now's not the time.
We should not be pursuing this impeachment. We should not be pursuing this 25th Amendment. Let's bring the country together and move forward and return to being this America, the greatest nation ever. That's where we need to focus.
Flags across the country are being flown at half-staff out of respect for the two U.S. Capitol police officers who died last Wednesday. USA Radio News. As the Biden administration prepares to take office, the average price for a gallon of gasoline is now at its highest level since March. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details from the Texas Bureau.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us, as more and more Americans express confidence in the COVID-19 vaccine, they're back on the road, increasing demand.
Average gas prices across the U.S. have increased 7 cents per gallon over the last week, with the national average currently standing at $2.32 per gallon, a new COVID-19 high.
Despite being 27 cents lower than last year at this time, the average price is expected to increase later this week.
Average prices across the U.S. may increase several cents per gallon yet again this week as prices move to their highest level since last March.
More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There are holdouts among us, a few people who believe that Trump's going to pull his Trump card on this 2018 executive order where he can seize all the assets of these social media companies that are actually purging Americans right now, purging conservatives. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Holding out, are you? I don't blame you. We're all looking for a miracle. Those of us who have somewhat said, well, you know what, we might have to resign ourselves to the fact that they cheated and we got to start making other preparations, because you have to be smart to do that. There's still a part of you that goes, I hope this happens. Hope they start arresting people. I thought it was going to happen. I figured, you know what, Trump set them up, gave them enough rope. Who knows? Got a few more days. Let's see what happens. They're trying to get rid of him. They want to get rid of him, and they're saying that you are radicals. They're cracking down on these people. They found a guy in Florida. He's responsible for Pelosi. They're going to be parading these people in front, and they will tag them as Trump supporters. Even if one doesn't exist, they'll find a patsy. They'll find somebody willing to say it under threat of something else. They found out his mama dying of cancer, and they won't give him chemicals or something. Who knows? You'll never know the whole story. You'll never know the truth. Just for the record, forget about knowing the truth of anything going forward. Everything that you see is an illusion, part of the matrix to make you believe something that isn't right. And it is all to obfuscate the truth. They do not want you to know the truth. They do not want you to know they're not in charge. Without you, there is no them. Without your tax dollars, they have nothing to bargain with. That's why they're cracking down. Hey, listen, we need all this, no more cash in society. They want to know every dollar you make, everywhere it goes, and then they can do forensic accounting. They can say, how did you come up with another $50,000 when we know every transaction you had? How'd you get away with that? What are you doing? And then they'll send in the troops, man, the stormtroopers. They're kicking in doors all over the world right now for masks. What do you think they're going to do when they find out you got a little extra gold you hid, or maybe some ammo that you didn't declare? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. I'm no conspiracy theorist. You should be beyond the idea of conspiracy at this point. We're getting killed. Corporations are chiming in. Look at these radical conservatives. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You, every one of them that says it, you should be marking them down to say, I will never use your product. Or I'm going to cut back so much on using your product. You're going to feel it. And eventually, I'm not going to use your product at all. The media is going to be relentless. I was talking to my son today. We were talking about this story about this white chick who attacked a young black dude because she thought he had taken her cell phone. And it's racial now. And I said to him, look at how YouTube, he was watching YouTube videos, which I told him you shouldn't do it because you're feeding the beast. But I said, look at these videos. Look at how they position every story. Trump mob attacks, siege of the Capitol, etc. And then this story about this chick, she wants her phone. She looks around, thinks that somebody stole it. She sees the first person that's got an iPhone. She says, you took my phone, and now it's racial. This chick's from California. She's 24 years old. She's more of a leftist than Nancy Pelosi, which maybe means she is racist. But in this particular case, she didn't care about race. She wanted her stupid phone back. And the father, attacking my son. And luckily for me, I was there. You know, he's 14 years old. She's attacking him. And, you know, look, should she have attacked him? No, but I would have said, I tell you what, let me prove to you this isn't your phone. Okay? Here, get onto that phone. And as she tried to get onto it, I'd say, you can't log in, can you? No? Okay, let me have it back. Let me log in. And then, here's what I want you to do. I want you to scroll through this phone and see if you know anybody in there. Okay? See, that's the way we would normally handle things in America. But no. No. We have to identify a racist. And see, it's institutionalized. This young girl doesn't even know she has it. Yeah? You want to know why? Because she doesn't. She wanted her phone. The phone was her lifeline. She would have absolutely clawed the eyes out of Jesus if she felt like that was her phone, because that's what they've trained us to do, to depend on it. You don't remember phone numbers now. You might remember your significant others, maybe one or two. You don't rely on that. You just doop, 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 Chris, Kimberly, blah, 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 and it comes up for you. They make it easy on you, man. So easy that when they decide they're going to pull out the apps, which is a whole other story. We'll talk about that with the part of the purge. But they pull out the apps. And you're oh my God, they're not going to let Parler be on the phone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because Parler doesn't have terms and conditions. We'll talk more about that in a bit. Anyway, the holdouts. Suddenly the leftists are all about law and order now, right? How dare they storm the Capitol building? They don't care if you pull down statues. They don't care if you storm on people's personal property. But now suddenly it matters. Headlines. Capitol breach ruined U.S. reputation. Really? You know what I think ruined the U.S. reputation? The mockery of an election that we just went through, where Donald Trump undoubtedly crushed leftism, Joe Biden, etc. And here he is, I mean, conciliatory, having to, you know, probably fight for his financial and political, certainly his political life. And then what about these weak-kneed Republicans? Senator Murkowski, Lisa Murkowski, she calls on the president to resign after, quote, his supporters stormed a U.S. Capitol. She did an interview. She says, I want him to resign. I want him out. He's caused enough damage. These are the people. Do you think that that's the frontier spirit of Alaskans being represented by Senator Lisa Murkowski, where she blames an act not done by Trump, not promoted by Trump in any way, and she blames him for it? Is that who you want representing you? The Romneys of the world? So butthurt that he couldn't make it, and Trump did. And he's so angry because Trump went around and became bigger than he, that he can't just man up and say, you know what, President Trump, you did a great job. 4 years of amazing stuff. I may not have liked your style, but you did represent us well. Can't say that. Nope. Left won't allow it. Trump has to be destroyed. Never again can the phoenix rise from the ashes and circumvent the system that's been put in place, a crooked system. We saw this system play out in unimaginable ways in the Big Cheat, in ways that we were sitting there going, how could you possibly not want to look into these elections? No, we're okay with not looking at signature matching. We're okay with not looking at the number of dead people that voted, or the number of underage voters, or the number of people that moved out of the state or moved out of the county or whatever. No, we're good. Yeah, hundreds of thousands of votes in every battleground state. And oh, by the way, most of these things that were occurring in battleground states. Here's what the left doesn't want you to know. They cheated even in the non-battleground states. And let me tell you, Trump probably won those states. Trump probably won New York. Trump may have won Massachusetts. There are places where people were, they were just like, yeah, we're going to make y'all think we're voting for Democrats, but we're voting for Trump. Black people, Latinos, young women, young people voting for Donald Trump. But he's got to be destroyed. So they want to invoke the 25th Amendment on a man who's only got days left in office. That's what you should be curious about. Why would they want to do this? Why would it be so important to them to say, you know what, we got to get rid of this guy? Rumors are that Pence said he would invoke the 25th Amendment. I don't know what to believe, because you can't believe the lamestream news. We don't know. I know this. They wouldn't let Pence's chief of staff back in the White House. I talked about this. Wouldn't let him back in the White House because they think he prompted Pence to turn on Trump. Who knows? Who's a stand-up person really looking out for your rights? I don't know. Why do you want to impeach Trump when he's going to be out the door? That's another question that came up. Why do it? He's gone. He said, I'll do a peaceful transfer of power. I already told you guys, I wouldn't be doing a peaceful transfer of power. I'd be releasing every... I know why they want to get rid of him. Because if Trump says, I'm opening up the books. If he's not doing that now, I don't know who's representing us. Maybe we've misjudged him. If he's not saying, I'm going to show you every bit of dirt in this government, so whoever takes over it next, it's going to be immediate turmoil and mayhem. That's what I'd do. I'd say, if you think you're going to get me, I'm going to have all kinds of dead man switches. So the minute you say this, here's what I know about Pelosi. Here's what I know about Schumer. Here's what I know about them. They talk about the big file that Barack Obama took, the database. I'd have a database bigger than his. Mine's bigger than yours, Barack. I would make them absolutely sweat every single moment of my life. And if they did anything to disrupt me or my family's businesses, I'd make sure they paid dearly. That's what I'd be doing. I don't know. What are your thoughts? We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Oh man, all kinds of rumors afloat here. Congressional sources behind the scenes, this is according to a guy named Paul Sperry, say that the Democrats and the Republican leadership in the Senate are trying to convince Pence to convince Trump to resign in exchange for pardoning him for his alleged crime. The crime of saving America, the crime of building an amazing economy, the crime of putting America first, the crime of making America great again. That, to the left, is a crime. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, this is who you're listening to. It is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Wow. Here's what we'll do. We'll threaten him with all kinds of legal activities and things like this when he leaves for crimes that we know he didn't commit, and we'll spend millions and millions of the taxpayers' money to keep him in court and scared to death, and we'll scare his family, and we'll threaten little Barron as well. We'll threaten Melania. We'll even go to wherever Melania is from and threaten to kill her family. That's what the mafia does. That's what the mob does. But if he'll resign now, we'll let him go. He can get out scot-free. The left want to do everything they can to undo what Trump did while he was in office, and they need him out because there is so much out there lingering, and there's an undercurrent of people out there who believe that this isn't over. Again, I welcome those people, especially the newbies to the show. Well, I don't want to say especially because I don't want to put you above the people who've been listening to me for a long time, like Ruth in Florida. My wife down there, well, kind of, my play wife, Ruth is what, like 93? She's still young. We got a lot of years left together. She listens to the program, her sweet family as well. But anyway, look, there are a lot of people that are hanging on saying, hey, what, something's up. And I will tell you, there's a percentage of me that still says, you know, I don't know why you would pass this executive order in 2018 and not invoke it when we know for a fact things have happened. Anyway, they want Trump eradicated from history, but how could they possibly want anybody to know that politicians can be, well, selfless and effective in office? That's the little thing that they don't want leaking out. They don't want people to know that, hey, you know, politicians can actually do their jobs and they don't have to be self-serving and in search of power and money and prestige over what? Serving the people? Aren't you supposed? I mean, you know, I get it. You give a bunch of money to somebody or whatever you do. I understand the people that want the accolades. I was one of those people that if I had $1 billion and I could have given away, you know, $10 million with no sweat, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there. And every time I gave it, people are like, look at Kevin, look at Kevin. There was a time in my life where I would have been like, yeah, look at me, baby. Yeah, it was called being an egotistical little jerk. But you know how you give now? You give now. And you don't get accolades. Now, I told you guys recently, a friend of mine gave me $100,000, but the stipulation was I had to give it away. That's that stipulation of, do you want your wife to be pretty to others and ugly to you, or ugly to others and pretty to you? Remember that parable back in the day that you may have studied when you were a kid? Those conundrums that you have to think about, like, what would I choose? What would you choose if your mate could be beautiful to others but look like an ogre to you? All your boys are like, yeah, dude, oh, man, you seen Kev's old lady? Wow. But you see her as sort of a ugly witch. Or others would see her as an ugly witch, but you would see her as beautiful. She would be the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. Well, if you're smart, you'd say, I want her to be beautiful to me. I don't care what others think. But see, that's not the way people are wired. That's the reason why that is a, quote, conundrum. Well, just for the record, Democrats don't have that decision. They're ugly to them and ugly to others. And neither do we, because our mates, male or female, are beautiful inside and out. Beautiful to others and beautiful to us. We find the beauty in our people. They don't. Anyway, they want Trump out. And these selfish, ineffective politicians who can't get anything done because they don't want to get anything done unless it pays them want to get Trump out. One of my friends tweeted, Trump should revoke all their passports. He says, revoke the passports of all the Google, Amazon, Shopify, New York Times, all the media people and their employees, arrest Pelosi, expedite Joe and Hunter Biden to Ukraine, and appoint Rudy as Treasury Czar, open up RICO cases versus everybody on the left. I happen to think that's a fantastic as well as a fantastic idea. So what people are asking right now is, why would you impeach Trump if he's out the door? Why do you want him gone? He's days away from leaving. He's technically no threat. So what's the deal? And I don't have an answer for it, but I do know this. This Capitol breach, people are talking about the Capitol breach, and they're saying that there were people from Trump's camp that got in and took laptops, stole the laptops that contained PowerPoint slides, and Pelosi wants to get it back, and they're wanting to blackmail Trump. That's what the whole thing I mentioned earlier with the vice president, if they could convince Pence to convince Trump to leave. So if, let's just say for the sake of this discussion, because we don't know, right? We're all speculating, and all us girls, we're just hanging around a campfire, making our, you know, origami or whatever. What do girls do around a campfire? Talk about boys? Anyway, all we girls want to do is speculate here. But if indeed Trump has stolen the laptops of the Pelosi people, which I don't know why they'd have to do that, because the NSA or somebody probably could have gotten it. But let's say they did, and they found this incriminating information. Why would Trump resign? So, again, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. There's no reason for them to question it. But they say Pelosi is furious. And this is a story I've got from multiple sources that when they broke into Pelosi's office, they stole laptops. They showed Congress just hovering down, scared to death when these people came in. Into the Capitol when it was under siege. Another one of my friends said, it's really funny how they, he tweeted this. He says, it's funny how they got the FBI immediately into this. But with all the rioting and the stuff and the siege of the buildings in Portland, not a peep. It's a double standard that's so ridiculous. It is so hypocritical that you just got to shake your head at it. The level of obvious here. Anyway, Pelosi, one of the other things they're talking about, Melissa brought this up to me, was that if they can torpedo Trump, he won't run again in 2024. And I said, why would Trump run again in 2024 unless the Dominion machines are done, unless you just flat out can't cheat in voting? Who would want to run? I was thinking of Nikki Haley torpedoed herself. Tom Cotton torpedoed himself. Ted Cruz almost did back at the end of 2016, but he's kind of recovered. Who do you want to lead this country? Who's going to run that you think has the charisma and the thick-skinned nature to be able to forego this? We don't have that many candidates that can do that. You trust? How many Republicans do you really trust? I like Dan Crenshaw, former SEAL guy who got one of his eyes put out while he was in combat and some other injuries. And I've met Dan. And I'm going to tell you, Dan's not the solid conservative that I want him to be. He's got all the credentials, but he's got rhinoism throughout his blood. These people don't know how to be conservative. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know where these people lost their DNA. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about Pelosi wanting the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley. She talked about the guardrails they could put in place to prevent, quote, an unstable president from wielding the military or the country's nuclear arsenal. Now, do you think she really thinks that Trump's going to drop a bomb on somebody before he leaves? Or do you think that the military wielding the military might actually be a step? See, this plays more into the controversial theory, or what they call conspiratorial theory, that Trump may call in the military and start arresting people. And as the people that have bought into this more and more, which I was one of them for a while until Trump conceded, and, you know, maybe Trump's concession was just to throw everybody off, but he convinced me. Now, he did some slick stuff. He says when the next administration takes over, he didn't say Biden. He says there will be a smooth transition of power. He left that open. I caught that. I caught how the president was playing coy. But here's my point. He's got a few days. I want to see some stuff happen. Now, people are going, well, Kevin, it's very quiet. But anyway, Pelosi says a situation of this unhinged president could not be more dangerous. The man that said he would be okay with a smooth transition should make you think, huh?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.